Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
I think most of us would agree that we could use a little more wisdom in our lives. Wisdom to know, to understand the truth, so that we might be able to manage our lives a little bit better in order to make the right decisions. Wisdom so that we might be able to deal with the conflict and the difficulties in our lives a little bit better. Wisdom so that we might be able to respond to the changes in our lives a little bit better, in order to have the right perspective concerning those changes. So, we need wisdom. We need discernment. We need understanding. And in Proverbs chapter 4, we are told that wisdom is so valuable that if it was possible to buy wisdom, we should sell everything that we own in order to obtain it. And in today's world, many people are trying to sell wisdom to us. We are bombarded every day and in every way with information, with people who all claim to have wisdom, claim to have the truth. And though many people think that they are wise, they are only wise in their own eyes, because true wisdom is not for sale. True wisdom does not come from us. It comes from God. It comes from an understanding of who God is and what He has done for us. It comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. And those of us who belong to Him can obtain that wisdom as we begin to see things from His perspective, from His point of view, as He reveals Himself to us day by day through His Word. Wisdom is not for sale. It is a gift to those of us who seek to know Him better with all of our hearts. And today, as we come to Psalm 111, that is the point of the psalmist. Knowing the One who has called us out of darkness and into His marvelous light will give us insight. It will give us godly wisdom as we stand in awe of Him and as we fall at His feet in worship and in adoration at the wonder of it all. That is true wisdom. So in verse 1 of Psalm 111, the psalmist says, "Praise the Lord." Halah in Hebrew. "I will sing and I will give glory to Him, both now and forever, even if everyone else all around me refuses to worship Him. I will give thanks to the Lord with all of my heart, by my words, by my life. Without doubt, without fear, I will seek to be an example to others. Wherever I am, in the company of the upright, among my friends and my family, and in the assembly of believers as we gather together to worship, and even among those who do not know Him. Because," it says in verse 2, "great gadol in Hebrew, vast, far-reaching, without measure are all of the works of the Lord. They are to be studied, he says, daresh in Hebrew. We're to meditate upon the wonder of him, of his actions, of his accomplishments. We are to study the depths of the riches of his word, digging deeper and deeper into his word. And do not deceive yourself. This will be the desire of all those who truly belong to him, so that we might live for him with all of our hearts and delight in him and in his word, as those who seek and who find hidden treasure. For his word reveals the glory and the majesty of God. Yes, it says in verse 3, splendid, hold in Hebrew, beautiful and honorable and majestic is his work. Nothing, no one can compare to him and to his righteousness, tzedekah in Hebrew, to the merits of his justice and of his mercy, to the gift of his salvation, which endures and which remains forever. When everything in this world, all that it contains, is dead and gone, his word stands firm forever. He stands forever. So we can proclaim with confidence the glory and majesty of Christ Jesus, our Lord. And we're told in verse 4 that he has made his wonders to be remembered. His word is a reminder of him, of who he is, as we see the record of what he has done. It serves as instruction for us to strengthen our faith in him and to guide us on the path of life and to give us his perspective. For the Lord is gracious, it says, Hanum in Hebrew. He has shown pity to us and he has shown compassion to us, Rahum in Hebrew. He is merciful. His loving kindness is like a thread that runs through all that he has done and all that he is doing in our lives. So we bear witness to these things. How? By grateful obedience to him. Now that is true wisdom. And it says in verse 5, he has given food to those who fear him. Yareh in Hebrew, to those who are in awe of him. He cares for our physical needs, and he cares for our spiritual needs. He nourishes our soul every day with spiritual nourishment, with spiritual food from his word. As we're told in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and in Hebrews chapter 13, where it says he will never leave us or forsake us. So why should we fear? Why should we be discouraged? Why should we worry? For our God, who is in the heavens, will remember his covenant, Barith in Hebrew. He'll remember his promise to us forever, which he has made known to his people, which he has made known to us. The power of his works, it says in verse 6, his strength and his might in giving us the heritage of the nations, the everlasting glory of Christ Jesus our Lord. And all of the works of his hand, it says in verse 7, are done in truth and in faithfulness and in justice, according to what is right and according to what is good. And all of his precepts, Pikudim in Hebrew, what has been appointed by him in eternity past, these things are sure. Aman in Hebrew. They are established. They are upheld by him forever and ever. So we can lean on him. We can rest in him as he continues to support us and to sustain us. And all that he does is done in truth and in righteousness, we're told in verse 8. While the lies and the injustices that seem to dominate this world right now will fade away and they will be gone forever. For he has sent redemption, we are reminded in verse 9. Peduth in Hebrew. He has sent deliverance. He's paid the ransom for his people, for our sin. He has ordained it. Salach. He has set in motion his covenant, his promise for us forever. He is holy. He is sacred. He is pure. And he is awesome. He is worthy to be praised and worshiped. Holy is his name. So what should our response be to these things? How are we to live our lives? In verse 10, we have the starting point where it says, fear the Lord. Yirah in Hebrew. Reverence and stand in awe of him. That is the beginning, it says. Reshith. That is the starting point of true godly wisdom. And a good understanding, godly insight into these things have all those who act wisely in their lives and who do his commandments. We're not to justify our rebellion. We are not to justify our sin against him. We are not to excuse our complacency as we ignore him and his word. But instead, we are to live in obedience to him, amazed at the wonder of it all. But he adds this at the end of verse 10. With us or without us, his praise will endure and it will remain forever in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.